Hello, Reverend Steve here. Welcome to this fourth day of Holy Week, Maundy Thursday. This is a talk about the extraordinary Bible reading, which today is John 13, 1 to 17. Jesus washes the disciples' feet. Now, before the feast of Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put into the heart of Judas to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "What am I doing? You do not understand now, but afterwards you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus said, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean. But not every one of you, for he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, 'Not all of you are clean.'" When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is the messenger greater than the one who sends him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." It's an exceptionally poignant reading, isn't it? It says that to serve is the greatest thing of all, that we should never look down on those who serve us. And of course, we're in a world where we are just kept alive at the moment by those who are doing the equivalent of washing the feet, who are doing all the things that are needed to keep our world, our society going. It's strange, isn't it, that the instruction that Jesus gives us, that we should wash each other's feet, never caught on. We just don't do it. And I think maybe we're a bit squeamish about feet. But the thing is, your feet are a very vulnerable part of you. You know, it really is difficult to trust someone with your feet. I'm always worried they'll go, "Ugh, look at those." And maybe that's the thing. Jesus wants to get into the, "Ugh, look at those" parts of our life. What is Jesus's great gift? You know, it's interesting that we often focus on the gifts, the healing and whatever. But the real gift, the greatest gift Jesus has for us is love. I think it's shocking that Jesus washed the dirty, the smelly feet of his followers. Peter can't deal with it. Maybe that's why. Maybe he can deal with Jesus as the great leader. But he's very uncomfortable when the great leader seems so humble and normal and a servant. You know, we've got to let God into these difficult, almost intimate parts of our life. And it's difficult. We don't want to. We'd rather just present the shiny, clean parts of our life. But all of us are worried about something. All of us have got something we think isn't holy enough to put before God. Julian of Norwich said, "All shall be well." All shall be well. Not just the bits that we're happy to share. In the end, everything is heading towards wellness. Jesus says, "Now I have washed your feet, you need to go out there and wash others." Maybe it's a metaphor, maybe it's for real, but what I think he means is that you are to go out, we are to go out, and to be servants to others. That the greatest role is to be a servant to others. I have a friend who I knew who was ill and went to hospital, and I went to see her and she said, "You know, it's just not right. These people are having to look after me, having to do bed baths and everything else. I just don't feel it's right that anyone should have to do this thing." And I think that's really behind Peter's objection. No, you shouldn't have to do it. And of course it isn't that you have to do it. It's that you can do it and that you will do it. In hospitals, there are care workers and ambulance people and nurses and all kinds of other folk who are doing just this, the equivalent of washing the feet of others. It's risky. It's risky. And so this morning, as I record this talk on Maundy Thursday, I honour those who serve. I pray that I would be better at serving. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for those who are looking after others. We understand again that society is made up of those who serve. And we pray that you would help us to be those who serve others. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.